Make our beginning in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
For by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God. Not a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand
that we should walk in them.
The Word of God announces both his punishment and his pardon, his judgment and his grace. The law of God, summarized in the Ten Commandments, reminds us of our continual need for the Lord's forgiveness. As we gather for worship, let us first pray to the Lord, confessing our sins to him and calling upon him to have mercy upon us. We take a few moments for silent reflection on our sin and our need for our Savior. With humble hearts, let us pray to the Lord. Heavenly Father, your word of truth confronts us in our sin. It convicts us of the bad things we have thought, said, and done, and of the good things we have failed to think, say, and do. Forgive our sins against you and our sins against one another. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy upon us and forgive us. By the power of his death on the cross and his resurrection from the grave, reunite our lives to your life. Equip us by your Holy Spirit to love and to serve others as you have first loved and served us. Amen. In John chapter 8, we'll read today that Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth. The truth will set you free." Friends in Christ, let us abide in Jesus' word, which brings us the freedom of his forgiveness. Almighty God, in his great mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for Jesus' sake forgives you all your sins. Upon this, your confession, I, as a called and ordained servant of Jesus Christ, forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We sing together our song of praise, Freely, Freely.